The paper, Long-Term Integrated Studies Show Complex and Surprising Effects of Climate Change in the Northern Hardwood Forest, published in Bioscience, found that global-level climate change models do not account for changes that are occurring in local forests and ecosystems. Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies microbial ecologist Peter Groffman is the lead author.
Some of us are fortunate enough to work at these long-term ecological research sites where we have a long enough data record now that it gives us a chance to test, to see how these predictions about climate change and the ecological effects of climate change, how are they really playing out on the ground? We work at the Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest, and we've got a 50-year data record there. There are predictions that it's going to get warmer and wetter, so we look at the 50-year data record, and indeed, over the last 50 years, it has gotten warmer and wetter at our research site, pretty much as predicted by the climate model. You know, it's relatively straightforward to predict that it's going to get warmer and wetter, but sorting out the effects on what plant species are going to grow and what animals are going to thrive and how the water and the nutrients will be cycling in the soil and water at the site is much more complex, and it varies a lot with the local conditions.
Co-author, Syracuse University Professor of Environmental Systems Engineering, Charlie Driscoll, says because climate change plays out slowly over time, these localized studies are more able to determine trends.
We see very distinct trends in air temperature. We see large changes in the amount of precipitation. The amount of precipitation is going up. The amount of runoff is going up. The Northeast is getting warmer and wetter. Other areas are getting drier. It depends on where you are and how climate change plays out. It plays out differently in different regions. And so that's why I think that even though we have these general overall patterns from these global circulation models, this sort of local scale information is valuable because this is where we live and these are the responses that we're going to have to deal with.
Peter Groffman agrees that it's critical to do localized research in order to fully comprehend the implications of climate change.
We have an idea that, yes, if the world is warmer and wetter, things will be different. And we can make very general predictions about that. But unless we do detailed studies, we really won't be able to understand how the trees change and how the animals change and how the birds and insects change. From a practical point of view, we could end up with a lot of surprises, some pleasant surprises and a lot of unpleasant surprises. If we do the science, then society should be able to adapt to climate change much more effectively. A great example is with maple sugar. The winter climate change that we observe should have a negative effect on maple syrup production and should have a negative effect on the ski industry. But if we do the basic science to understand how the environment's changing, those industries have a much better capacity to adapt to that climate change and to minimize the economic impact.
21 researchers across the Northeast studied the forest ecosystem at the Hubbard Brook Experimental Forest in New Hampshire and used archival data collected there since 1955. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.